Heches Amit Beis in Mishnah. Okay, the Neder Amon of Grusha, Yakum Aleha. Woman made a Neder when she's an Amon or a Grusha, so the Neder is in effect. Kate said, she can't be just talking when she's was an Amon or Grusha, it's obvious. She's talking in a case where there was, at some point she was married, when either she made the nether or when the nether took effect. Kate, Amra Harenin is zero, the Akrish Loshim Yom. When she was an Almana or a Grusha, she made a nether that she's going to be in the Zira in 30 days. And Afopisha Nisets Besokla, and she got married within the 30 days. So, Eino Yochalahafir. So the husband has no koach to be Mefer, Eina Baal Mefer Bekodmin. And this nether, even though it didn't take effect till she was married, but it was made when she wasn't married, and we go after when it was made, not when it takes effect. Nodra v'hi b'shus habau, the opposite case. She made a nether when she was married, and meferla. But what's it called? Nodra b'shus habau, meferla. Then that's obvious. This is not necessary. It's only for the next case. Kate said, "Amra harenin zira lachrid lamed yom. Afal pishin salman on his garisha besoch lamed her is a mufer. If she made the nether when she was married, but she said the nether shouldn't be chal till 30 days, and during those 30 days her husband died or divorced her. So even though the nether didn't take effect till after she was divorced or widowed, lamaisa she made it when she was married, and he was made for it. It's mufer. Nodr bo bayom. She made a nether." On Monday, v'nisgar shabobi. On Monday, he divorced her. Hechzira bobayom, and on Monday, he brought her back. Right, he married again on Monday. Eino yochel lahafir. He can't be made for the nether that she had when she, because now she was out of his rishus for some time. He loses his power to be made for that nether. Zeaklau kol sheyotze rishus atz mashoachas eino yochel lahafir. As long as she was in her own rishus at some point, before he was made for the nether, even though she made the nether when she was married, right? And now she's married again, but there was a point in between where she wasn't in his rishus, he loses the power to be made for that nether. Rashi. Nether amonu grusha case said the eza inyan omar krosh and nether amonu grusha yokum aleha. Well, Torah doesn't have to tell me in a case which there's no husband. Obviously, there's some husband here at some point. She was a widow or a divorcee when she made the nether, but she said the nether shouldn't be chal till the end of 30 days, and during those 30 days, before the nether took effect, she already was married, right? Nether aleha, the ikal meimer hoil below chol ha nether aleha yofer baal. Since the nether was only chal when she was married, the baal could be made for. That's what I might think. Afilu hachi ein yochel lahafir. The baser am nira azlinan. We go after when she made the nether, not when it takes effect. Bahavi le kodmin vein abal made for bekodmin. Therefore, the nether was a nether made before the marriage, and a husband can't be made for a nether that was made before the marriage. Nodra v'hiber shus habal, shehoysa nesua v'hofer lo habal. She was married, she made a nether, and the habal was made for the nether. But the nether wasn't supposed to take effect for 30 days, and before those 30 days, he divorced. V'hashta mefarish ketzad nodra, omra harein nezira l'achar shloshim yom, v'hofer lo habal, afo pishin nesal menohari zemufar, v'afo gav d'ikal emeimer hoel v'shas ha-nether dino shiyochu, u'kvar yotzel shus atzma. I might think that since Bashas HaNeder, it didn't take effect, and before it took effect, she was already out of his rishos. I might think that his hafara shouldn't help. Therefore, the Mishnah tells me, no, it is mufer. The Acher Shas Amira Kazlin, same thing. We go after when she made the nether, not when it takes effect. Okay. Zaklau, kol she yotzev shus atzma. First, Gemara Asuimai. Gemara's going to discuss what this comes to tell me. It's just a redundancy of the cases we just said. Tanya, almana ugrusha sha'amra hareini nazira lichshe'enosei. Right, an almana grusha said, I'm a nazira when I get married. She made a nether now to be a nazira, and it won't take effect till she got married. V'niseis, and now she got married. So now her nether takes effect. Rabbi Shmuel omer yofir. Rabbi Shmuel says that she could be mefer. Rabbi Akiva omer lo yofir. And Rabbi Akiva said he can't be mefer. He can't be mefer. Because you go after when she made the nether, and when she made the nether, she wasn't married, and therefore it's kodmim. V'simona yalali. See 1 second what that means. Ashes ish sha'omra. Next case. Ashes ish sha'omra. Hareini nazira. The opposite case. She was a married woman and she made a nether that she'll be a nazira when she gets divorced. V'nizgarshin, she got divorced. So now the naziris took effect after she was married. And he was made for it when she was married. Rabbi Shmuel omer l'yothir. Rabbi Shmuel says the hafora doesn't help because you go after when it takes effect. And Rabbi Akiva omer yothir, same thing over here, you go after when she said it. So Rabbi Akiva is consistent. You always go after when the nether was made, and Rabbi Shmuel is consistent. You always go after when the nether takes effect. So, Om Rabbi Shmuel, Harehu Omer, the neder amona ugrusha ad shia neder b'shas amonas v'gerushin. Where does Rabbi Shmuel learn that you go after when it takes effect? Because it says the neder amona ugrusha, which should be a nether when she's amona ugrusha. But if the nether took effect when she's married, then the husband can be mefer. Rabbi Akiva sover harayu omer kol asher osra al nafsha ad she isure neder b'shas almanis legerushin. Right, Rabbi Akiva holds no. You go after when she said it. Right, the isur haneder has to be b'shas when she's an almon or gerusha. Omer of chizda maslis Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva because our Mishnah says beferish you go after when she said it, not when it takes effect in the 30 days. Abaya omer. Afilu tamer Rabbi Shmuel. No, our Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Masnis and talya nafsha biyome. But our Mishnah, she made her nether totally in time. So it's a delayed reaction. So the nether really is now, and time-wise, it doesn't take effect till later. We, of course, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we go after when it, what's it called, when she said it in the Mishnah. But the Brisa that's talking about making a contingent on her getting divorced, right? That's a different story. Talya nafsha b'nisuin. There she made the t'nai legabi when she'll be married or not married. Shom liyomei velo nisgarsha, shom liyomei velo mitzvah, right? Possible that she won't get divorced. So therefore, even though it doesn't take effect till later, the nether basically is not chal until it'll take effect, because 30 days are going to come for sure. But the fact that she'll get married or divorced is not for sure. So therefore we can't go after when she said it, we go after when it actually takes effect. Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yothir, da hafora mo elis bo hoil velo chol ha-nether ad shenich nesodishus baila. Rabbi Shmuel says we go after when the nether is chal, not when she made it. Rabbi Akiva omer liyofir the baser kabbalah sanedra aslinan, and therefore now it's after the nether and it's kodmin. Okay, v'simonach yalili kilomar bava rishon atani yofir v'hadar lo yofir. The first bava says could be mefer in the first case and lo yofir in the second case. The bava achron itani yofir v'hadar yofir, and this in the second, the seifa is the opposite. The first case could be made for the second case not. No, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. Eishas isha amra bizman she eishas isha. The woman made a nether when she was married. Rabbi Shmuel amra liyother. And she made a contingent on when she'll be divorced. It won't take effect till she's divorced. So Rabbi Shmuel says he can't be made for it. Ein hafara mo elis bohel v'shat sha nether chal havi b'shus atzma. Because seemingly Rabbi Shmuel goes after when the nether is chal, not when he made it. Not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yothir, the Bishas Kabbalas HaNeder, Havi Bishus Abal. Rabbi Akiva says you go after the time that the Neder was made, like our Mishnah says. Ad Shei Neder, Kolomer Kiyum HaNeder. Rabbi Akiva Sover, Hari Yomer Kol Asher Osral Nafsha, Shei Isur HaNeder, Kabbalas HaNeder. You go after when she made it. V'achi Nami Dakin Masnisen, Kol Asher Osra, Rabbi Akiva Hi. Mar says, so then Rabbi Shmuel doesn't go like our Mishnah. Mar says, no, afilu tem Rabbi Shmuel. Masnisim bedin hu heichad nadruk, she amana. Vetolsa nidra biyomim, ad lachar shloshim yom. She made the nether when she was an amana. And she said it shouldn't be chal till 30 days. Ahochi ko amre inu yochol ahothir. Delekala memer kol anoderes al das bailo hinoderes. Over here, where she made it dependent on days, right? So she's not thinking bechlal about her husband, right? She's, whenever the 30 days comes, that's when her neder will be chal. So the reason why a husband can be made for the nedarim of his wife is because kol hanoderes al das baila noderes. And here she didn't have a husband. And she's not thinking about her husband, she's thinking about 30 days from now. Lo maska daita de tinose b'tzochas man. She wasn't thinking now she's going to get married. Ahochi eno yochel ahother. The emor zimnim de shom kol amid yom v'lonishes. It's possible 30 days will go by and she won't get married. The chinodra nami b'shus baila, and same thing the opposite. When she made the neder when she was married, so there she does it al das baila. And even though she made the neder totally in 30 days from there, by dinu she offer ikal emor kol anoderes al das baila. V'lo maska daishet to she's garish. She's not thinking about getting divorced. The zimnim de shom yom v'lo megarishet, because sometimes the days will go by and she won't be divorced. Tim hafer harizeh mufer. And therefore the hafara helps. This is a different word. The braisa nami heichad de talsa nidra b'nesuin ahochi yafer. However, where she made the tanai that it won't be chal till she gets married, she's already thinking about getting married. So she's making the nidra al das baila. Therefore, when she gets married, the husband can be made for it. Dal das baila nodra. The heichad de talsa nidra b'gerishin lekalamemer de talsa asrum b'baila v'achi lo yafer. But where the opposite case, where she was told it in her gerishin, you can't say that she's no deris al das baila because she's thinking about getting divorced. So therefore, he can't be mefer, right? Since it's going to take effect when she's divorced. So when does Rabbi Shmuel say it goes after you take, it takes effect when it has to do with marriage or divorce? When does he say it doesn't have anything to do with the effect, like our Mishnah says, when it has to do with days and nothing to do with marriage and divorce? Okay. Zeha klal diktoni gabinara murasa. We had before that the Mishnah also said Zahaklau, right? They Vasuye Holochaav im Shluche Habal, O Shaholchu Shluche Av im Shluche Habal. Right? That's by Benara Murasa, Davio Baila Mefirin Nidorecha. Right? So that's when it says Zahaklau, that if the father went with the Shluche Habal, or he sent Shluchim to go with the Shluche Habal by Benara Murasa, so she's not now in his rishus completely. She's partially out of his rishus, and therefore he can no longer be made for alone. Right? And now zeha klal di tani gabi ve'elu nidorim. And how about in this perek? What's the zeha klal in this mishnah? La suye mosra av l'shluchei abal, where the father gave over her to the shluchei abal. O shemosu shluchei ha'av l'shluchei abal. She'ein abal made for bekodmin. In this case also, the what's it called, she's not considered yet in her, she's considered already in her own rishus, she's out of the rishus of the father, but not yet in the rishus of the husband. And when now she'll come into the rishus of the husband, he can't be made for anymore because it's kodmin. So that's the zaklau, to the case of the shluchim. Rashi zaklau v'toni b'idach pirkin, gabi nara murasa, zaklau koshlo yotzu l'shus atzma, La suye holecha avim shluchei abal, to hasam lo yotzel rishus atzma, to avio bailam afirin dorea. She never went out, by Nara Murasa, she never went out of her own, to come into her own rishus, because she's in between the father and the new husband, the Erisin. So therefore, they still, the husband and the father, made for her nidorim. Zeha klal itani hocha gabi ve'elun nidorim. The mashma the yotzeh rishus atzma, and the zeha klal over here, right, where she's for a second out of the rishus of her father, and in her own rishus, la suye mosra av l'shluchei abal, v'lo holach hui mohem. He didn't go with them. Where the father goes, she never went out to her own rishus. But over here, the father didn't go. He just gave her over to the shluchim of the baal, but she didn't yet get into the rishus of the baal. So then she's what's it called in her own rishus for a few minutes till she gets to the baal, and therefore what's it called the baal can't be made for. To osuk shor yotzim rishus av ad she gia lushus habal v'yotzel lushus atzma v'ein habal mefer nedorea she'ein habal mefer b'kodmin. Now the husband can't be mefer. So the first case where the woman wasn't yotzel lushus is where the father went with the shluchim, or his shluchim went with the shluchim of the baal. But if they just gave it over and that was it, then until she gets to the baal's rishus, she's not in his rishus. She left the father's rishus, so now any nether she makes...